Good evening, everyone. My name is Ro, and I approve this message. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ro, and I'm a true alcoholic. I thank God and the members of Alcoholics Anonymous for helping me incorporate this wonderful program. And I didn't want to mess that up. I planned this like for like 3 days. Steps 10, 11, and 12. Just with that, y'all know my alcoholic mind, you know. Anyway, 10, 11, and 12. 10, continue to take personal inventory. And when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Something about me, I learned going through this process, I definitely have grave emotional and mental disorders. And, you know, the process in the book, the instructions that are given is like, at night when you, before you retire, you know, you do an inventory of the day. Well, I'm the type of alcoholic, I can't wait. When I have an emotional encounter during the day, I cannot wait until the end of the day to, you know, do an inventory and then go back and make an amend. I gotta do it immediately, like while my emotions are going. If not, I have a bad day. Early on, my sponsor gave me like a serenity card, serenity prayer card, and told me during the day, when something bad happened, pause, go in your wallet, pull out the serenity prayer, say it, put it back, and then act. And that saved me a lot. You know, that saved me a lot from going off, even though I cursed my supervisor a couple times, and call my sponsor, you're like, okay, so now what you gotta do? So I gotta go back home, I'm sorry. And I did that quite a few times, and eventually he told me, well, call me before you curse her out. And then that made it better, you know. I was able to start doing those things. So my actions started changing. So I wasn't like at the end of the day carrying so many things to bed. But anyway, at the end of the day, before I go to sleep, I go over my day. And I'm grateful. I thank God for a successful day. If I don't, you know, get emotionally entangled with somebody, or I don't do something that I did on purposely to hurt somebody. I don't do that no more like before. Before, you do something to me, I'm going to get you back. And now you do something to me, I got to pray for you. And I'm not praying for the person to get better. I'm praying for me to get better. You know, at the end of the day, this is something like 10 and 11, I kind of like do it together. Every morning when I get up, I do my prayers, my prayers in the morning. And I never got in the habit of actually doing an inventory at night, like with a checklist or with a paper. But I do ask myself at night the questions before I go to bed. Because if I don't do that and see where I had a successful day, I won't be able to go to sleep. I gotta be at peace with everything before I lay my head so that I could rest at night. And when I get up in the morning, thank you God for another day. I do my prayers and then I go about the day. And you know, at this point, most of the time, I spend like 30 minutes in the morning before. I usually do like 20 minutes praying, reading, and 10 minutes of meditation every day. But it didn't start out like that. I started out like just every morning, I got up, I got on my knees, I say a couple of prayers, God, you know, guide me today, help me come back home sober. And little by slowly, as the years went along, I started adding little things like, oh, let me read this book. Let me read this every day. But the main thing that helped me was the consistency. And the day of today, I can't go out. I can't start my day without prayer and meditation. It's part of me. Sometimes I can't do it immediately and something going on, but anytime I get a break, oops, I gotta go and spend my time with my higher power. Another thing about prayer, and for me, that helped me a lot, I was taught about praying in the moment. And it was pointed out to me. You say you're turning your will and your life over to the care of God. Say, yeah, okay. So every action, and it corresponds with what the book tells me. The book tells me exactly when to pray. When agitated or in doubt, pause, ask for quiet, set a serenity prayer, and ask God what is His will for you in the moment. And that's what I do when I'm upset, when I'm undecisive, when I'm... All right, God, what you want me to do now? And from that point on, I'm doing God's will. And I feel like I'm doing God's will. And that gives me more empowerment, and it gives me more, how can I say, more assurance. You know, like, yo, do you know who I got behind me? I got God with me. You know, so make way. You know, that's the way I feel. You know, before I used to be like, I don't know, over here, you think over there, okay, whatever you say, I do like that. I was not assertive of anything. And that's the importance of doing all this work. I gotta do this work because if I walking around and I feel like I owe Mark something, I'm never gonna be able to like make a right decision with him because I'm always going behind. Oh, I owe him, so maybe I need to do this. I don't drag for nobody to there today. You know, it's amazing. I was just thinking, like, we're going into, you know, 10, 11, and 12. 12, working with others, that's like the guarantee of my insurance policy in recovery. And it says that, my interpretation is that other things is going to fail. But working with others, that's the key for me. And that chapter and it is like so many things that I learned. And something else that happened to me, see, this is the key with me. Like, I went through the process with my sponsor and it worked. I mean, I was totally a new person, different, and the first person that asked me to sponsor them, not talking like somebody to work with, I'm talking, oh, could you sponsor me? I said, okay, no problem. But more, are you willing? Go through all the preliminaries. And I started going through the book, line by line, dictionary, blind faith. I knew it worked with me, but I still had doubt, you know, because I'm an alcoholic. You know, if I don't know what the outcome is going to be, I'm fearful. And I went through, and the guy recovered. You know, the guy recovered. I passed it on, and the guy recovered. I'm talking like a year later, I'm like, wow. You know, and I saw the change happen before me. You know, we spent time together. You know, sponsorship for me, it helps me because it makes me have to practice.
Yeah.
Sponsorship for me, and this is my experience, is not so much what my sponsor tells me. Because what my sponsor tells me goes in and out. The things that stay with me from my sponsors, the things I watch him do, and the things I watch him get through without getting upset and without cursing. And I'm like, wow, that gave me hope. Like, maybe I could get through stuff like that. And this thing is miraculous, you know. And you could know it word by word. But if I'm not practicing, it's going to show in my life. Mm-hmm. It's going to show when I'm around people how I carry myself. So I could walk around and talk about I know and point out who don't know, because that's my thing. You know, I try to bring people down because I'm my low self-esteem. I got to put people down to make myself feel good. And it's not always like that. You know, it ebbs and flows. You know, this thing is like up and down. Sometimes the moment... I don't know if anybody knows. The moment like I think I got there, like I'm about to put the flag and say I've arrived, guess what? Something new happens. And that's usually my problem. I have no ability to deal with the unexpected. But I'm getting better. You know, I'm getting better. So many things that has happened in my recovery, 12 steps, step 12, practice these principles in all my fears. It's amazing how as I focus on trying to get my relationship with God stronger and better, and I focus on that, for some reason, everything else in my life, like, start falling in place. And then I realized that the common denominator was me. And now I don't have my hands in it, so I'm not messing it up. You know, I'm focusing on getting all right with God and working with drugs. And when I look back in areas in my life, like, wow, where does money come from? Or, wow, these people drop this off? Oh, or you know, the fearful phone calls, you know, and this happens. It happens. Fear grips me sometimes. Matter of fact, the other day, I was supposed to make a phone call to this lady, and I was in fear of what her response was going to be. So, check this out. This is our fear work with me. I don't know about you guys. Here it is, Thursday. I'm supposed to call a lady, right? So I look at the time on us. It's 3:30. They're getting ready to go home, so I'm not going to call. I'll call them tomorrow. It's Friday tomorrow. So Friday, I linger, and I get involved in other stuff. And then right around the same time, like 3:30, oh, I got to call a lady. You know, I'll call them Monday. And the same thing happened. I didn't call her until the following Friday. And when I called her, I'm like, well, ma'am, you know, the reason I'm calling you is because I'm, you know, you buttering it up and all the good words and sounding all good. And she like, yeah, but I need to ask you if ABC, whatever. She like... That's not a problem. All you gotta do is sign the paper and do it. I'm like, wow, all that fear created in my mind of knowing what was gonna happen stopped me from doing what I was supposed to do, you know. But it don't happen as often. And when it happens, I notice it now. You know, all I can say is I'm really, really grateful that I was asked to come here and share. And it's not so much the sharing, it's like the journey of this whole month. I got to, like, really had to go back and go through my work, the work I did, the experiences I had, you know, when it comes to this program, is amazing. That's all I can say, you know. And with all of that, thanks for letting me share.